Do you call them what?
Nuisances.
Okay. Have you ever used the term varmint?
Yeah.
Would you refer?
Varmints or
nuisances?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Pests.
What would you call the bushy-tailed animal in the treetop in the city?
Squirrels.
Okay. What about the different colors? Do you call refer to them in any way for colors?
Well, we have the red squirrels.
Uh-huh.
And then the squirrels like here.
What kind would you call those?
At home.
Uh-huh.
We have both the red squirrels and the brown squirrels and the flying squirrels.
All right. Anything sort of like a squirrel that doesn't climb a tree, and I think you've seen a few of them around the patio here, would be called what? The little
chipmunks.
Right. Do you have any other name for them besides chipmunk?
No, we don't have them.
Okay. Would you name as many kinds of fish as you might find around where you live?
Trout, bass, perch, pollywogs, red bellies, bream.
What about saltwater fish? Yeah.
We don't have any saltwater.
Can you think of any? You've been to fishing, I think, in the Gulf.
I can't think of.
Most of yours would not be saltwater.
Saltwater.
So. All right. What do you call the object that pearls grow in?
Oysters.
And what would you call the animal that croaks in the marshes at night?
Frogs.
Do you have any particular names for them except frogs?
Bullfrogs, toad frogs.
Okay. The little ones that you hear in the spring, or the kind that never grows to be more than, say, an inch in size, might be called what kind of frog?
Toad.
What would you call the kind that hop around in your garden and eat insects? They're sometimes blamed for warts.
Toads.
What do you call those things that you dig to go fishing with?
Earthworms.
Do you have any other terms? Other than
red worms.
Red worms. Any others?
Wigglers.
Wigglers. How did they get that name?
Night crawlers.
Night crawlers, or?
You never just see a night crawler.
Are they the extreme, those long ones? How are they different from just a regular?
A red worm is red in color, and he just crawls along. And a wiggler, when you dig him up, he grows like out in moat. And he just wiggles all the time, and he's tough,
uh-huh.
Real tough.
Which one's better to fish with?
The night crawler is more efficient, but the fish like the red worms. The best. The smaller fish like the red worms the best.
Well, what do you call the animal that has the hard shell and he can pull himself into it?
Turtles.
Sometimes something like a turtle only lives on dry land and...
Gopher.
And a gopher?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's something like a turtle in that he lives only on dry land.
And he can draw himself into his shell just like a turtle, but he grows bigger.
I didn't know that. I think where I come from, they call them terrapins. Are they the snapping kind?
They have a snapping turtle, snapping turtle, and then the turtles, and the kind that stays on dry land is gophers in Mississippi.
What would you call a kind of thing that you can find in freshwater streams and it's got claws, and when you turn it over or turn over a rock, it often swims way backward?
Crawfish.
And those things that you, which way do you call it?
Crawfish.
Mostly crawfish? Where did you hear crayfish?
Down on the coast.
Mississippi.